This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that a new history will be created on the sacred land of Prayagraj during Mahakumbh, which is a rare event symbolizing the power of collectiveness and ending every kind of inequality. The Prime Minister also inaugurated major temple corridors on the occasion, which include Bhardwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringwerpur Dham Corridor, Akshaywat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. The Lok Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." In a veiled attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Singh said, "In the last few years, attempts have been made to project the Constitution as a contribution of a particular party." He said the Constitution is not a contribution of any single party, but an unparalleled, transformative document aligned with the values of India. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress said, "The Constitution is the safety armor to keep the citizens safe." She alleged that through lateral entry and privatization, the government is trying to weaken the reservation. India has concerned with Canadian authorities following the murder of three Indian students in Canada last week. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "India has taken up the issue with the Canadian authority and India High Commissions are in touch with the local authorities for a thorough investigation." Responding to media query over the issue, he added that India has also issued an advisory for its nationals and students to exercise extreme caution amid growing incidents of hate crimes and violence. The MEA spokesperson also informed the President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumarasamy, is scheduled to visit India on the 15th of this month. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be his first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the need to scale up defense and security cooperation with the UAE for mutual benefit. In his opening remarks at the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Al Nahyan in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said that India and the UAE share a common interest in preserving and promoting the stability, security and prosperity of their regions. The centre has said that only 19 Indians remain in the Russian armed forces. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said, as a result of concerted efforts by the government, most of the Indian nationals in the Russian armed forces have been discharged and several have been repatriated to India. French President Emmanuel Macron today appointed centrist leader François Bayrou as the new Prime Minister of France following a no-confidence vote that ousted the previous government. François Bayrou is the fourth Prime Minister this year. Third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy series between India and Australia will begin at Gabba in Brisbane tomorrow morning. The series is currently tied 1-1. Australia won the second test by 10 wickets at the Adelaide Oval and India registered a 295-run triumph at the Optus Stadium in Perth. The Rohit Sharma-led side will aim to relive the memories from their last outing at Gabba when India had defeated Australia by 3 wickets in a thrilling finale in 2021. The Gabba test is crucial for both teams as it will set the tone where the 5-match-long series is progressing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.